Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal judge says that the District of Columbia mayor, quote, misses the point, close quote, on religious freedom. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, a federal judge has now ruled in favor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church against the Washington, D.C. mayor's discriminatory restrictions on outdoor worship services. This is a judge by the name of Trevor McFadden. He was appointed to the District of Columbia federal court by President Trump. He granted a preliminary injunction allowing the church to hold outside or outdoor worship services with more congregants than the district allowed. Holly, this is a great decision by the judge, and I love his statement that the mayor just misses the point. The mayor in the defense said, well, you can go and worship in other ways. You can have multiple services of 100 people or less. You can actually have online services, and you can even have services in Virginia. You don't need to have services in the District of Columbia. The church responded by saying, this is a church that's in the District of Columbia. Most of our members live in the district. They don't live in Virginia. They don't live in Maryland, maybe a few. But her point was the mayor, well, you know, you can just go worship someplace else. And therefore, we're not restricting your religious freedom. We just don't want you to worship inside the district.
You know, I love what this judge said. This was powerful. He said, it ignores the church's sincerely held and undisputed belief about the theological importance of gathering in person as a full congregation. It is for the church, I repeat, it is for the church, not the district or this court, to define for itself the meaning of not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews 10:25.
Yeah, and Hebrews 10:25 actually says that. Do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. And I love it. It's not for the mayor. It's not for the District of Columbia. It's not even for this court to tell a church how it must have its own worship service.
And here
how
he is it defines scripture. Its own worship
and cites the scripture. That's, you know, these cases at the end of the day are not difficult. The law is very clear, but the problem is that judges don't always follow the law. And that's why there's a split of decisions out there. There are two federal courts that have gone one way, two federal courts that have gone another way. There's 73 and counting lower federal district court decisions going one way or another. It should be a no-brainer. And that is, the government cannot tell a church that you can only worship in a certain way. This template goes across whether it's the District of Columbia or whether it's a state, this one-size-fits-all template that all of the churches, no matter the denomination, no matter the structure, no matter your belief, you can just switch to go online.
And you cannot discriminate against the church. I mean, for example, this mayor participated in a Black Lives Matter protest, but yet she's saying that churches, no matter the size of building or outdoors, can only be 100 people gathering.
We've worked with this church on a number of occasions in District of Columbia with regards to our Capitol Bible reading marathon that we do every year where we read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation nonstop. And many other things that we do. This particular church tried to negotiate with Mayor Muriel Bowser for a number of weeks with just no effect. And the city eventually, or the district said, no, you can't have more than 50% building capacity or 100 people. So it was really limited to 100 people, no matter the size of your building. And that also included outside. You can't have any more than 100 people. It doesn't matter whether you have a football stadium that you can spread people out in, or some other place. You can't have more than 100 people.
But she's okay with a protest outside.
And she paints Black Lives Matter on the street. And she is fine with these protests. And they were marching through, you know, the streets of the District of Columbia. Many of them were not peaceful. And she's okay with that.
And see, it's so important to understand that difference. I mean, I had a discussion with a reporter not long ago. She just wasn't getting it. I said, the church has a First Amendment right to exist, but these other commercial operations, these other protests, whatever, these other commercial operations, these stores do not have a First Amendment right to exist. And these people care, these churches care about their people more than those people at Home Depot care about their people.
Yeah, and this judge says, you know, this district just misses the point when it proposed the church should consider other methods of worship, such as drive-in services. Well, you know, drive-in services are, if you want to do a drive-in service, that's your decision. Right. Shouldn't be the government's. If you want to have multiple worship services with 100 people or less, that's your decision. Shouldn't be the government's. If you want to switch to online, that's the church's decision. The government shouldn't tell you how to worship.
And a lot of these people that attend this church don't have vehicles.
They don't have vehicles.
It's not an option.
Some do not have online. If they do have online, they don't have the bandwidth for video.
Mm-hmm.
You can't reach somebody online that's homeless that wants to walk into your service.
Right. And but they shouldn't have to make that choice.
No,
either.
They're on the verge of committing suicide. Right. You can't reach somebody online that has no idea how their food's going to be on the table the next day, how they're going to pay for their rent, help their children. You can't reach somebody online that's just out distressed over this. You know, I went to the dentist the other day, and the dentist said that, and I had not thought about this, but it's part of the stress that people have been under. But the dentist said that he is seeing more people with cracked teeth during COVID. And he said it's because people have anxiety. They are tense, and so they're grinding their teeth. I never thought about this kind of stress manifesting in dental problems, but in fact, they have. And so we have said from the very beginning that these restrictions will cause all kinds of social indicators to go on the rise, depression, alcoholism, people who are in rehab falling off the wagon because they're not able to be part of this continual support system.
You know, I heard a child psychologist testify recently on Capitol Hill. In fact, he's part of America's Frontline Doctors. And he said, I am a child psychologist, and all of my kids are scared. I've been noticing around this country, this fear has mortified and evolved into something more eerie, which is a state of delusional psychosis. This belief that we keep everything closed, we must hide, we must mask ourselves in order to save lives. And I'm very, very concerned that that mental illness, that hysteria that has overtaken the country, is moving into something more sinister, which is social control.
And that's really all what it's about. And then, of course, if you look at communist countries or repressive regimes, what do they want to do when they come in to try to take over and exert control over your personal autonomy and freedom? They target the church. And so that's exactly what has been happening. For those that say, well, the church just needs to be responsible. Look, it's being responsible doesn't mean you switch to online. Being responsible means that each church needs to have that decision-making power themselves. Mm-hmm. One, they should obviously be responsible to protect human life. No question about that. No one's saying not to. No one's saying not to take precautions. Obviously, you need to take precautions. But you can't feed somebody online. You can't baptize. Baptism is not just some, you know, throwaway option. There's so many other things that you can't do online. You can't feed somebody. You can't shelter them. You can't put a hand on their shoulder when just a touch. Let me tell you about a story, and I've mentioned this before. There was a young man who actually came to Israel with us. And in his testimony, he was earlier in his teenage years about ready to commit suicide. He came to the end of his rope. And he had planned to just, in the morning, kill himself at a particular time. He's walking to this church that is open. He walks into the church. He doesn't know anybody. They don't know him. A man came to him and just hugged him, didn't say a word. He does not know who this man is. He was going to leave that church and kill himself. But that man's hug ultimately changed his life, saved his life. To this day, he doesn't know who it is. He'll meet that man sometime, and the Lord will reveal who that man is in heaven.
People just need to know that they're loved, they're cared for, and a lot of times that is physical touch.
If he walked by that church that day, and it was, we're closed, you can catch us online, he would have gone to kill himself. Look, churches are more essential than ever. They've always been essential. This is a good decision by this court in the District of Columbia. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website as we continue to fight for religious freedom, lc.org, lc.org, and also you can go to lc.org/churches.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.